ओम शांति। वी ऑल आर बाबाज चिल्ड्रन। There is no question whether we are or not. There is question, we are Baba's children or not? Is there question? So when I listen this word, how to sustain the relation with Baba, it is also something very funny, na? When we are Baba's, our relation is with Baba. Even then, this is a very deep thing and very subtle. We all are traveler of a spiritual path. A spirituality is very deep. Sometimes we are on track due to some different circumstances, different situations, events, track is sometimes changed. That's why this question comes, how to sustain our relationship with Baba. We all are on this confluence age, when the time is changing, this is transformational period. And this change is also very huge, from black to white, tamo pradhan to sato pradhan, impure to pure. This is really a very big change and very big task. In the beginning, when we come in contact of Baba, Baba's children, we feel very happy. We feel very much enthusiastic. Yes, this is Baba's knowledge, God's knowledge, new knowledge, true knowledge, this is the real life. Gradually we start to follow, to put different points, different things in our practical life. At that time there is question, Baba is right, Baba is giving us good knowledge. But why is this? Sometimes we find different sanskars of other souls. Some brothers, sisters are new, some are old. Sometimes we see upper, sometimes we see the new ones. Again, there is thought, Baba is giving us so much high knowledge. Why this is happening? Why this one is doing this? So, time to time, due to different situations, different sanskars, different atmosphere, environment, our mind, intellect, sometimes it is derailed. This means we need focus. Focus on, first focus yourself, oneself. I always say this thing, remember the first day when we came in contact of Baba. why have I come in this Baba's home? There was an experience of knowledge, experience of meditation, experience of royal, loveful behavior. All these things attracted me. And now what I am doing? I started to see others. Instead of remembering that experience of knowledge, meditation, love, behavior, starting to see others, and then there is question, Baba, you are almighty, you are establishing new world. Why this and that one is doing this? We have to remember just one thing. Who is Baba? And what is he? In Gita, I don't know whether you have heard or listened to Gita or not. Any one of you have read Gita? Srimad Bhagavad Gita? 2-3 people only. In Gita, it is said, Main jo hoon jaisa hoon. Jo hoon means who I am and what I am. When one recognizes that, and in that very depth one remembers me, then that one is able to achieve me. So who is Baba? If I ask, if a new person comes and asks you, who is Baba? What is this Baba? How do we explain? With great zeal, enthusiasm, happiness, with great faith, trust, we say, yes, you know, who is this Baba? Baba is almighty. Baba is ocean of all the divine qualities. Ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of purity. And then what I am? I am also a point of light. Just get the vibrations and see who is Baba. So once we are connected with Baba, there is no question how to sustain the relationship. Even in Laukik, you see, there are Laukik parents. Maybe one child is not in good terms with parents, but that child cannot deny that this one is not my mother or father. Yes, they are my mother and father, but I am not in good term with them. Similarly, I am point of light and Shiv Baba is also point of light. Yes, maybe sometimes I am also quarreling or fighting or displeased with Baba. Baba, no, it is not like that, it is not like this. But Baba is Baba. Who is Baba? Baba is almighty, supreme. That much deep love soul should have. Where there is deep love, no question of break. Nowadays there is break in relations due to ego, selfishness. When there is consideration of soul, I am a soul, point of light. No question of sulking, no question of displeasing, no question of fighting, quarreling. All these things are related with the body, body consciousness. I am soul, and soul is truly, in a natural way, soul is a peaceful, pure soul. Automatic the relation is with Baba. While I feel I am a child of Baba, there is love, and this godly love, spiritual love, God-fatherly love, that is my birthright. Sometimes we are shaking. Yes, it is right or not. Why? Why we are shaking? Because we are not experiencing love of Baba. As we sit in meditation, when we came first day in Baba's home, there was introduction of knowledge, then second was the meditation. The first day, any sister or brother or teacher told me, I am a soul point of light. After 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, still I am practicing the same line. I am soul point of light. Don't you think it is like that? A child who was in nursery, then in first class, then in fifth class, still the child is saying, A for apple, B for bat. Are you happy with that child? In fifth class, still that child is saying A for apple. You are expecting something. That child should read the book, saying some poems, rhymes. But what about me, child of Supreme Father? First day I was saying this thing, I am soul, point of light. After 5 years, I am saying the same thing. I am point of light, I am soul. Is it right? Is it right? Then you will say, what should we say? This should be now natural. I am soul means soul. Even in the big gatherings when Baba, Avyakt Baba is there, so many double foreigners, so many Indians are sitting. Whether you understand Hindi or not, as Baba speaks the word, double foreigners, how do you feel? You feel very happy, Baba is saying something about double foreigners. And then there is translation, yes, double foreigners, raise your hand. You start. You are not saying again and again, I am double foreigner, no. That is there, double foreigner, what does it mean? Similarly, being a child of Shiv Baba, I am a true student also. So I am not so and so, I am not a sister or brother. This should be very natural sanskar, natural consciousness, natural memory. Yes, I am soul. This should become natural. Our drishti of soul conscious should become natural. But what is happening while we are sitting here? Okay, now there is red light. Yes, I am soul. And when there is white light, then what I am? What I am? I am not soul? Immediately, consciousness is changed. Focus is changed. Then we start to ask, why is this, why is that, why is happening this, why is happening that? Then again come to the point, I am soul. Then you say, yes, I am very light. So that is the true identity of the self, I am soul. So this practice we need, not a question of sustaining the relations, but the question is to sustaining the self stage, self identity. I am soul. There is no other question. I am soul. We have seen Mamma Baba. In very natural way, Mamma and Baba, whether they are walking, talking, working, just you go in front of Mamma or Baba, at that time, we were not speaking the word Om Shanti. This came later on. Just Mama Baba is standing there and we are there, taking only Drishti. Even the brothers and sisters or dadis, when we were meeting with each other, just by Drishti. There were no words. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, no. Vibrations. Drishti. Soul conscious Drishti. Nowadays, even one is going there, I am here. Brother, Om Shanti. No meaning of Om Shanti. Just we say, instead of saying hello, good morning, we say Om Shanti. But in earlier days, we were not speaking, but we were trying to stay in this stage. Yes, I am soul. So what is my identity? I am soul. Make this strong. I am a soul. Naturally, there is remembrance of Baba. Secondly, I am a student of Supreme Being. So, student should be very, very sincere. Student is that who is all the time busy. Busy with playing or studying. That's what we have seen in Mamma. Mamma is talking, going, coming, or giving direction, but whenever she is free, there is Baba's murli in Mamma's hand. So we have to sustain the self. What Baba told me today. What was the direction of Baba? So this self-recognition, that is very important. Suppose you are a bank manager, you are an officer, and someone is coming and telling you, that you do this thing, you just clean the some plates and cups and do this and that. And then you say, oh, what do you think? What I am? I am officer. I am not here to clean. Immediately, self-recognition. But if someone is coming and saying hello, immediately we are in body consciousness. We are sitting in the class. Suppose there is some vibration in our mobile. Just we get up and attend the mobile. We are in body consciousness. How long, how far I can stay? I am soul. Whether I am talking, walking, working, you just experience. Make an experience. Remain in soul conscious stage and talk with others. Can you do this? Is it possible? Is it possible? Just try for 1 minute. Wherever you are sitting, remain in this stage, I am soul, and then talk with other one. Just ask something. May try? Any one of you can try. And see how do you feel. Yes, just talk, share something, say something. Keep your stage, I am soul, maintain it. Yes? Okay. Otherwise, all the time we are giving this excuse, it is easy to sit in this stage, in this consciousness, I am soul. While we are working, then again we are bodies. No, this we have to make our practice. Either in the laukic world or alaukic world. Wherever we are, we should have this atmic drishti, soul conscious drishti. Everything we learn with practice. In worldly life, if you know how to type, that was also a practice. How to cook, that was also a practice. If you are playing a match, that was also a practice. How to speak, this is also a practice. So everything we are learning with practice. But for soul conscious stage, we are not making any practice. Is it right? To keep attention, yes, I am soul, is a different thing. But yes, how many times do I practice to remain in soul conscious stage? Suppose I am going from one place to another place. Do I have this thought, now I will go to kitchen. But all the time, in every step, I will remain in soul conscious stage. Do we make this practice? Yes or no? Do we make this practice? We go to our office, we go for shopping, we go for marketing. Do we make this practice? Soul is going. in a natural way. Yes, I am soul. Soul is going for shopping. Naturally there is a relationship with Baba. This is a wonderful thing. As we consider I am soul, there is a connection with Baba. Immediately the soul feels, realizes that yes, the vibrations, the power is coming. Second thing, if I wish to keep this stage of soul consciousness, what should I do? As I am working, I am going somewhere, what should I do? No reaction, no rejection. Action is there. Soul has to act, but not react. React is positive or negative? Negative, na? React we always use in a negative way. You are saying something, I don't like, I just react. As I react, then what is that stage? Soul conscious or body conscious? When we were young in knowledge, in this field of Baba's service, we used to ask, there was one sister, Prem Didi, now she is in advanced party, and we used to ask, Didi, if someone is telling lie, if someone is saying you are like that, and she used to tell us, yes, you are not telling lie, but someone is saying you are telling lie. Or you are a thief. Or you are not good. Anything is a stick somewhere? Anything happened somewhere? Or you find any spot anywhere? Do you find? Suppose you say, sister, you are not a good sister. Okay. Is there any spot? Something is sticking with me? Then why are you reacting? And we used to laugh. Didi, it is not so easy. She said, yes, this is your own thinking. Your thinking is like that. That she told, she said, she is blaming me. This one is blaming me. You are not good. You are thief. But what happened? Nothing. And we have seen practically, if someone is saying anything negative for that sister, she is just smiling. Then later on, at that time we didn't follow or we didn't understand. But later on, keep on thinking, I realized, yes, really, what are we doing? Why are we reacting? Suppose you are saying that you are telling lie. I am saying, no. I am true. Are you ready to accept that? No? So why should I react? Time will come and you will realize yourself. For that, Baba is saying, be detached observer. No reaction means, it doesn't mean that I am not able to understand what is right, what is wrong. Yes, I am. I am feeling, I am realizing what is right, what is wrong. But to maintain my own stage. Okay. Sensible is that one who is not losing the energy, time, thought. If I am reacting, I am loser. And second thing is rejection. If anything happens, immediately we reject. Oh, this one is not able to do this thing. Even this flower is not so good, okay, throw it. Whether it is a new one, but that is not my choice, my liking. I just remove it. Be patient. Okay, this one is, maybe this is not my choice, not my liking, but someone else's liking. I should respect that. Okay, this time in this function we can keep this flower, next time we will keep that. So easy. But we are not so easy. We say, no, why not me? Why not I? So, to sustain the relation with Baba, don't waste single thought, single second, single feeling. Actually, this is the feeling which is hurting us. And for that, we have to remember. One thing was, to be detached observer. Second thing is, not to reject. This is a very big drama. Each soul is playing one's own role. When each one is playing one's role, how can we interfere in another one's role? Can we? Don't interfere. Someone is keeping flower here, someone is that. Yes, I can suggest. If someone is not angry, then don't reject, don't get angry. By rejecting and getting angry, we are wasting our time and energy. Then we are thinking, Baba, I have my account with this particular soul. This particular soul is not compromising at any time. Do I compromise with time and with Baba? So, this is the generosity. So generous we have to become. Each one is playing one's role. Let them play. You think this is not right? Okay, suggest. Very lightly. And then be detached. So the foundation is detachment. If we are attached, then we are disturbed, losing the time, thoughts, energy. And then in the last we are saying, Baba, where are you? Baba is saying, children, where are you? You left my hand. Baba says, keep me with yourself. So the choice is ours. To keep Baba with us or to keep others with us. This is our choice. First you select. We have to select what I want to do. I want to keep my friendship with Baba. I want to make Baba my companion. I want to enjoy with Baba. If yes, then why should I see others? So as in the beginning I told you, after 5 years still we are saying, Baba, I am soul, point of light. No. Now this is the stage. Wherever we are, whenever we are sitting in meditation, we should experience love of Baba, love of God. Not cramming the same thing, I am point of light, child of ocean of peace. Yes, some rays, waves are coming to me, I am becoming peaceful. For how long? For how long? If I am asking you, okay, brother or sister, come and count from 1 to 100, inside you think, what? We know 1 to 100. Similarly, all the time, point of light, ocean of purity, that way rays of purities are coming to me, light of purity is coming to me. No. Baba is almighty authority. All powers together. And Baba is my supreme father, supreme teacher, supreme Satguru, all together. I am in front of that supreme being. What is he? He is not only almighty. He is not only supreme being. Yes, he is supreme being. He is almighty authority. He is ocean of all the qualities. Along with that, he is my father, my mother, my teacher, my Satguru, my friend. I am sitting in front of him. Experience that love, super senses joy. Actually, that is the experience of meditation. I was sitting in meditation and I felt, yes, I am very peaceful. This is not the experience. You are sitting, you are peaceful. What is the speciality in that? While you are working, you are coming in action, at that time, are you in peaceful stage? That is the point. While we are in actions, we are working, we are talking, at that time there should be vibration of peace and purity that can be experienced. While we have this experience of love and super sensuous joy. Right? Now it is easy to sustain the relationship or not? Is it easy? Easy or not? Clear? You want to ask any question? Yes? Sorry. Mike, you can get Mike.
So even if you are 10 years plus in Gyan, is it beneficial though to at times come back to I'm a point? Because my own experience, only 7 years, I think as yogis and doing karma, sometimes we separate the two and we're not karma yogis, we're just performing karma because we forget that point which would link us back to Baba. So what, I'm sure that doesn't happen to you, Didi, but for others still effort-making, what's the methodology to get back there when you realize you've gotten so far off the path of being?
So, Didi, she's saying that sometimes we separate karma and yoga and it's not yet natural. And so how do we bring ourselves back to that stage of yoga in action? So some methodology, some yukti.
That I discussed in between. We have not to separate karma and yoga. We separate because still we are not identifying the self with karma. Who is working? Who is doing action? Who is doing karma? That is soul. So this should be natural. Karma is different and soul conscious is different? No. This is the soul who is doing this karma. So for this we have to make practice again and again. By sitting as well as while we are working. As I told you, suppose you are going from here to kitchen. Keep this in mind. In every step, Baba says, kadam mein padam hai. In each step, there is a earning of multi-millionaires. How is it? Well, in each step we are thinking, yes, I am soul, this is the soul. But we are in other thoughts. I have to meet with other one, I have to do my packing, I have to go tomorrow, I have to go for that class, I have to conduct that class. Either go to class or conduct to class. All the time, don't you think this is also a kind of tension and worry? Instead of thinking, go to class or conducting to class, let us invite Baba, Almighty Baba, Ocean of Knowledge Baba, you come. These are your children. I am just an instrument. Say whatever you want to say. This is not me who is saying. This is He who is telling. So in this way we have to change our consciousness, our way of thinking. Okay? Anything else?
Any questions?
Okay. So let us not meditate. If I say let us meditate or let us sit in 3 minutes silence or let us remember Baba, then what will happen, you know? What will happen? And if I say now you are free, you share or whatever you want, you talk or do, then how do you feel? So not to meditate, not to sit in silence. Let us invite Baba. From the bottom of your heart, say, hello Baba. See Baba. Look at Baba. Keep your eyes open. Feel, experience the greatness of Baba and the Self. Baba is Almighty. He is great, no doubt. But I, the soul, am also child of Almighty Baba, Supreme Baba. How fortunate I, the soul, am. So just see Baba and get absorbed in Baba's love.